Hundreds of students walk the hallways of the Union on UW-Milwaukee's campus each day. Students like Claudette Ingold take a break from studying or catch a bite to eat. Ingold, a junior healthcare administrations major, says the outcome of the election is surprising since Wisconsin usually goes Democratic.
I voted third party. I didn't feel as I could fully support Hillary or Trump. Looking at Johnson, he filled more of like my views.
Ingold's close friend, Elizabeth Blazek, felt the same dissatisfaction with the Republican and Democratic candidates. But unlike Ingold, Blazek didn't get a chance to vote this past November.
I chose not to vote because, well, I didn't choose to. I missed the deadline for the absentee ballot. I just didn't really know that it had to be done as early as it had to be done. I didn't have a chance to go home and fill that out.
Blazek was surprised that Wisconsin went Republican this past November. However, she knew Milwaukee County was over 60% for Hillary.
I feel like that was a lot due to the college being in Milwaukee. A lot of college students are Democratic, as are like professors and teachers, and a lot of like big business people are generally Democratic, and that's like the population that is around here. We're not in like a rural conservative community where people would be voting for Trump.
Eric Lingring, a freshman UW-Milwaukee student, thought the third-party voters were not as important for this election. According to Lingring, non-voters should not complain about the outcome of the election. He says it is their civic duty.
Younger voters and other voters weren't that enthusiastic about Hillary Clinton than Barack Obama. I just hope people get more motivated to vote in 2 years and in the next 4 years due to what happened in this election.
Third-party voters and non-voters have a big impact on the results of the state of Wisconsin. For Meeting Milwaukee, I'm Casey Brettle.